Here's a thought about anthologies. Of course, you've all heard the phrase that you can please some of the people all of the time, or all of the people some of the time, but you can't please all the people all the time. And when it comes to artwork, I think only the last one counts. You just can't please all people all the time. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. We all know that, right? And that's precisely why one of the foundational philosophies behind both lens work and my own personal work in Kokoro is the anthology. An anthology is a collection of unrelated things. That is to say, they're not chapters in a book. They're not a story that gets continued from part one to part two. Each little thing is its own separate thing. Think of an anthology of short stories. Well, as far as that goes, there's an anthology on your television every night. You have lots of choices as to which channels and which television shows you'll watch. That's an anthology. In the earliest days of lens work, knowing that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, we made the strategic decision to always produce lens work as an anthology of work. So you'll notice that in every issue of lens work, there's 3 or 4 or 5 or sometimes as many as 6 different projects. But each project is more or less a standalone entity. Matter of fact, we go one step further. We don't duplicate subject matter. That is to say, we try not to have 2 landscape projects in the same issue of lens work, or 2 projects of travel photography. You get the idea. And like I say, I do the same thing in my personal publication, Kokoro. I try to have 4 or 6 different projects in each issue of Kokoro, so there's variety. The assumption behind this strategy is that people will find things they don't like. You can't please all the people all the time. But if the publication is based on an anthology, there's also an increased odds that with more than one project in a publication, there's a pretty good chance that people will find something that they really like and that they appreciate and that might make an impact and might be important to them. The other side of that coin, however, is if the anthology is too large, then it can become complicated for people to choose and to see which ones they like and don't like. And so an overly burdened anthology can be just that. It provides too complicated a series of choices. So over the years, I've developed a comfort level with 4 to 6 small projects in any given publication. And it seems to work. I'll get an email from time to time by someone who's looking through an issue of lens work or one of my Kokoro PDFs, and they'll say, gee, I just couldn't relate to this at all. Why did you include that project? And then turn right around, and the next email will come in and say, that same project is fantastic, and it's the one that they really like the most. People are different. They have different likes and different tastes. And it doesn't actually change what I produce or how I produce it, but I do pay attention to the mix that is produced in the anthology of those publications. And by the way, an anthology is a subtly different thing from having a series of choices that people can make, say, for example, on a website. You may have this gallery and that gallery and another gallery and a fourth gallery. That's not the same thing as having a single publication that is an anthology by nature. How to incorporate the anthology strategy in the presentation of your work does require a little effort, a little thought, and how you're going to produce your work and what you're going to produce. Prints on the wall that are framed are different from a PDF, for example. But with anthology as the foundational idea, the benefit is that you'll increase the odds that any given viewer looking at any given publication will find at least 1 or 2 or 3 things that they like, even though they may not like all of them. So anthologies, to me, make a lot of sense. And as you're thinking about how to produce your work, maybe the anthology strategy is worth thinking about to see if it fits how you want to produce your work, and in particular, how your audience will view your work, with the knowledge that you can't please all the people all the time.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.